Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Oh, yeah, I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
It's Avengers season and we cannot keep calm. Years and years of watching the Marvel movies and they all sum up to this. It's probably the biggest release that we'll have this year. Actually, no. We're quite spoiled for choice this year. The Avengers, Star Wars, The Lion King. So much to look forward to. But Avengers Endgame has all of us pretty excited. And for good reason. This is Just Talking brought to you by In.com and my name is Kritika. We're all so invested in these characters. We've watched origin movies and tried to tie up all the loose ends. But Marvel has had all of us hooked for so many decades now. Unfortunately, Stan Lee died last year and couldn't really see how it all ended. He's made us believe in so many fantastical things, given us so much hope, so much to look forward to. And there's so much about the Marvel Cinematic Universe that we need to know. Here's some incredible stuff about the universe that Stan Lee created. Why should you wait any longer than you have to if you can do something about it? The tickets to Avengers was sort of like our Bollywood movie process. First, there's a teaser about a teaser, then there's a teaser, then the trailer, then finally the movie. And that's what happened with the tickets. They teased us, then told us the date, then finally released the tickets online. And it was unbelievable how fast they got sold out. And it wasn't just for self-consumption, you know. Some people acted fast, bought tickets to the first day first show and put it up on eBay. Some of them had bids up to $10,000 for a ticket. Even in India, we're usually complaining about the cost of tickets in multiplexes, but some people thought paying 10,000 rupees for tickets to watch Avengers on the first day wasn't too much. There was this standing joke in India that tickets to Avengers got sold faster than Tatkal tickets. Yeah, sure. Try exchanging your seat for a better one in the movie hall. We'll see. One of the saddest things that happened last year in 2018 was losing Stan Lee. He gave us some of our favorite characters, created amazing superpowers that we all secretly wish we had. So every year, Google releases a list of things that were searched for the most. And like a fitting tribute, in 2018, the fourth most searched thing was Stan Lee. Everyone wanted to know the man behind the stories, what made him the person he was. And the fifth most searched thing was Black Panther. We all wanted to know more about Wakanda and the man who used his powers for the greater good, the most well-known black superhero that he is. And when you take a look at the list of searches about just movies, the top four were, again, Marvel movies, films based on Marvel comics. It was Black Panther first, then Deadpool 2, Venom, and Avengers Infinity War. Stan Lee was 95 years old when he died, but that didn't make him any less relevant in pop culture. Whether it was comic strips a few decades back or film today, Stan Lee gave every generation something to look forward to. What a man. Spider-Man's one of the most popular characters ever created, and there are a few recurring themes and characters. He's your friendly neighborhood superhero, then there's Mary Jane, his sweetheart, and Aunt May. There's also Uncle Ben, who makes an appearance, but he's more of a cameo really. He dies off pretty quickly, but what made him famous were his words. With great power comes great responsibility. I haven't read the comic that introduced him first, I'd love to lay my hands on it, but apparently, he never said those words. They aren't his words. When he first died, these words appeared on a text box in that comic strip. He didn't really say the words himself. So when it first came out, it was to make readers realize that Spider-Man did feel guilty that he didn't act when he first comes across the burglar. And because he didn't act, the burglar did what he did to Uncle Ben. It wasn't because Uncle Ben wanted him to be more responsible. But it's fine, he only appears for a little while, so I guess it's okay that a lot of people think Uncle Ben said something so significant. So this one time, a four-part mini-series was written for Spider-Man. Spider-Man Reign, it was called, and it was written and illustrated by Kare Andrews. This was set 30 years after we usually see Spider-Man doing all these amazing things. Peter Parker's sort of an old man now, he's given up being Spider-Man, and he works at a florist and is really bad at his job. Things aren't going that great for him, but obviously events occur and he has to choose whether or not he should be Spider-Man again, when he has to go visit Mary Jane's grave because Dr. Octopus lures him there. Then we find out the weirdest thing, the weirdest reason Mary Jane has died in the comics. Peter Parker left his sick wife in bed to go save the day somewhere else, and by the time he's back, Mary Jane is dead. And how did she die? Cancer. And not just any cancer, In this comic, she got it because she was exposed to Peter Parker's radioactive sperm for too long. It's one of the weirdest theories for Mary Jane's death. It's definitely not the most popular one. I mean, it's comics and superheroes and superpowers, and we have read some strange stuff, but this tops them all on the weirdness quotient. Chris Evans is now the only face we associate with Captain America. He's played the superhero since 2011, but we almost didn't see him play the role. So Marvel first told him they wanted him to be in 9 movies, and he was like, oh my god, that's too many. It is right, seems like too much commitment, man. He said he had a little social anxiety when it came to the industry, and you can't really blame him. So Marvel went back to him with a 6 movie deal. He said no again. They invited him to their studios to show him what he'd be missing out on, and he said no again. It just felt too intimidating at that time. And he was so scared of signing the deal and was so confused, he actually made himself sick and he went to therapy and everything. And then he told himself, you know, if you're scared of something, just go ahead and do it. And it works sometimes. It sure did for him. If he can save the Earth from aliens on screen, he can save himself from making bad decisions in real life. We all know Mario Puzo as the man who wrote The Godfather, but him and Stan Lee did work together briefly. Imagine the kind of comics we would have gotten to read if they decided to continue. But it wasn't easy for either of them. Stan Lee was obviously Marvel man, and Mario Puzo used to write for men's adventure magazines. It was for the same publisher as Marvel. Then one month he ran short of cash, so he went to Stan Lee and asked if he could try writing a comic script. Lee said yes immediately, but Puzo couldn't work it out at all. Apparently, he told Stan Lee he could work out how to write a novel back-to-back before he figured out how to write comic strips. All for the best, I guess. He went on to write novels, Stan Lee went back to making comics, but eventually, Mario Puzo contributed to the screenplays of the first 2 Superman movies. He didn't lose out on everything. There are Marvel fans, and there are DC fans, and of course there are tons of people who love anything to do with both of them. No sides, just entertainment. And there have been tons of times that Marvel and DC have taken on each other. We've seen a lot of villains thanks to these guys, but sometimes they can play the bad guy themselves. Way back in 2010, DC had a promotion tied to The Blackest Night. They had 6 comic titles under it, and some retailers were seeing a backlog of their stock because they had to order large quantities to receive copies of The Blackest Night rings, but people didn't buy them as much as was expected. So Marvel made an offer. Anybody who sent Marvel 50 ripped copies of any of the 6 DC titles would get a free Deadpool variant cover of Siege No. 3. That was kinda low. I mean, you're used to superheroes making crossovers in comics, but this happened in reality. It didn't go down too well with anybody. Just one of the times Marvel's idea didn't work. We're so used to Easter eggs in movies. We're trying to find hidden messages and codes and forming our own conclusions. So comic books can't be left behind. An edition of X-Men, to be precise, Ethan Van Sciver's new X-Men No. 118, turned out to be a sex edition. They should have called it Sexmen No. 118. Every single page has the word sex hidden, either in smoke or some banners or in graffiti, shadows, tree branches that bend to form the letters S-E-X. Every single page has the word in it, but fans are still trying to find new ones that may be hidden and undiscovered. There are many theories about how this happened. The first one suggested that the artists were really pissed off with Marvel and this was their way of getting back at them. Another theory was that, you know, sex sells. So maybe this was just a way to promote it. But Ethan Van Sciver just said that they didn't do it on purpose. It was just coincidence. Sure, we'll believe him. Marvel published Tale of the Zombie in 1973, so they wanted to trademark the word. If someone said the word zombie, they wanted to know. The trademark was approved 2 years after they applied for it, but by then the series was about to come to an end. Then the phrase became so popular, there was no way they could regulate it. Anyway, they held the trademark till 1996, almost 2 decades. But they still hold the trademark to the phrase Marvel Zombies. At least they were specific this time. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Every single edition of every single comic, every single character, every single movie has so much below the surface. There's also a lot of fan fiction, so it's really tough to keep up. But we know what we need to know. Enough to go and watch all the movies, and enough to not open any meme that may contain spoilers. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.